what do you call it? It's a noisy celebration after a wedding that some of the guests want to tease the bride and groom. I'm not talking about a regular reception. Like where they might go over to their house or wherever they, you know, they go after the wedding and make a lot of noise outside and give them a real hard time. Did they ever do that, or do you know any names for something like that?
Yes, and that would be, some people call it a gala thing, but they say they're going to knee-shake the bride and groom.
Oh, uh-huh.
Knee-shake the bride and groom.
Okay. And how would you greet a friend on December 25th?
I would say Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. Is there anything else you might say? Other than, you know, that it has about the same meaning, but, or would you always say Merry Christmas or that kind of thing?
I would just say Merry Christmas.
Okay. Now, if you have a very heavy suitcase and you have to get it from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to something this very far.
Coat this very far.
Okay. And, talking about some more animals again. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell that lives in the water?
A turtle.
Okay, and what if it lives on land? Lives on land.
Terrapin.
Okay. And do you remember any other names for those? Or
Highland terrapin and gophers.
Okay. And what do you call the center part of an egg?
Yellow of an egg.
Okay. And what do you call this part of a man's body?
Chest.
Okay. And what do you call a small flat bottom boat or craft with oars that you use on a lake? It has a flat bottom.
Just boat.
You just call it a boat? Okay.
Now, boat and paddle.
If it has a pointed front, what would you have?
Canoe.
Okay. And what about if it's squared off in the front? Instead of, you know, like most boats, you know, come to a point like this. Well, there's some kind of come like this, and then it's
craft?
Uh-huh.
Would it be called a craft? Just float along?
Okay. Have you ever heard it called like a John boat or something like that?
I think I have.
Uh huh. But you probably wouldn't usually use that. Uh huh. Okay. And what do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that certainly is a pretty what?
Necklace.
Okay, if it's beads, though, you might call it's a pretty something of beads.
String of pearls, string of beads.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a pair of beads?
Pair of beads, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, if two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that the man really what the other one? One man really did what?
Look
the fire down
my ring.
Okay. Any other ways you'd say that?
Dirty ones.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? Let me show you.
Half of his leg.
Okay, well, I'm talking about he's squatting like this. You might say sitting on his foot. Have you ever heard them called haunches or honkers or something like that?
Yeah, okay. Well, he's sitting on his crotch is what we most always
okay.
say.
Okay. And what are some words that you might use to mean a stingy